thing about flattery that, I mean, I love flattering because I love seeing the face of someone who absolutely loves what I say. Okay? Now, you have to understand, you don't have to understand, not you particularly, but I think people have to understand that, you know, I mean, yeah, it's good to make people feel good and everything like this, but I mean, how real is it? Okay? Now, I am in the hypnosis, okay? So I'm all about, okay, making sure people really feel what I'm saying, okay? So, you know how they say, like, oh, you know, I could sell ice to an Eskimo, you know, and shit like that, right? Well, you know, I can pretty much, you know, I'm not trying to brag or anything like that, but, you know, I think that's a fucking prerequisite, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, be successful, you know, as a pickup artist, you know what I'm saying, to be able to sell fucking ice to an Eskimo, you know what I'm saying, you know. But let's go beyond that, though, okay? You make women feel good, okay? But then how do you do it, though? What's the structure behind it? What's the root behind it? Okay, like 50,000 people have told this girl that she's beautiful. A whole bunch of people have told her she's gorgeous. A whole bunch of people think that she's a fox, think she's hot. She's smoking hot and all this types of shit, right? Okay, but who really understands her? You see what I'm saying? Who's actually taking the time to understand her? Okay. In my book, Playboy Lifestyle, my book, not the audio, but the book, Playboy Lifestyle, one of the things that I talk about is you know, you gotta know your target. You know what I'm saying? You have to know. It's like, for example, right? Okay, it was funny as hell, right? It was so funny, it was hilarious, okay? So I am talking to this girl, okay, that I randomly meet, okay, and she's a fox. In my world, she's a 10, okay? And I can already tell that I'm a little too alpha for her, okay? I'm like the guy that's like, she's frail, you know what I'm saying, and slim, and, you know what I'm saying, she's like the girl who, like, dates a hipster, you know, or a guy who's a geek with glasses and knows how to dress and is pretty cool, maybe smokes a little weed, likes to have fun, that type of thing, right? Okay, so this is the type of guy that she dates. She really dates softy type of guys, but that's not neither here nor there, right? Okay, so I knew that I had to gain some rapport with her, okay? So when I complimented her, I used one of my favorite bands, which she probably likes as well, Blonde Redhead, okay? Blonde Redhead is an amazing band, okay? It's an amazing band, it just is. And second of all, they're not that popular, okay? Which is great. Why is that great? Because of the fact that the reason that it's so awesome and great and wonderful and exceptional, etc., is because of the fact that, you know, Blonde Redhead is it's an indie band. You see what I'm saying? Blonde Redhead is basically an independent band. You know what I'm saying? It's real indie, real, like, grunge rock, you know what I'm saying? Real, you know, really, like, that type of music, okay? You know, and they're not known. No one knows them. You ask the average person on the street, they don't know, okay? But then I know, so that must mean that there's something special about me. So I compliment her on the fact that she likes Blonde Redhead, okay? But I say, so she does this, like, this little dance. She's waiting in line, you know, to order her food or whatever, right? She does this little, like, geeky little dance or whatever. This cute little geeky dance or whatever, okay? And I said, you know how I know you're, like, a good dancer? And so I was naming off 10 different things to show, like, why she's a good dancer, right? Okay? And And it was funny because, like, one of the things that I said about her was, I know that you're a good dancer because you like blonde redhead. Okay. Now, what does that say to her? As soon as I said that, she was like, oh my God. How does he know who blonde redhead is? How does he know I like blonde redhead? You know what I'm saying? So there are things that she assumes automatically about people that listen to blonde redhead, okay? And I am actually in that category now. I am now officially labeled in that category because I even mentioned them, okay? Now, how is this good? Okay, first of all, it's not a compliment. It's not something that any just random guy that's like, hey, baby, what's your name? You're hot. You know, can I get those digits? You know, is gonna say. You see what I'm saying? It's rare. It's rare that anyone even knows about these people. Okay, so, you know, I won in that respect. Okay. And that's kind of the same like respect that you want to be able to win all of your girls over with. You see what I'm saying? So say if you really like hip hop girls, you know, then you want to be able to, and even if you're like a fucking geek, you know what I'm saying? You know, you still want to know like the names of the bands that this hip hop girl listens to. Oh, she likes Trey Songz. Oh, she likes fucking Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you want to be able to know that, know those names of those bands and those types of things. Okay? And it will, you know, help you out with your game tremendously. Okay? That's number one. Okay? Number two is this. Okay? You know, you sit there and you want people to do the same thing for you. Okay, so the point is that you want to be able to hone in on who you're talking to. Okay, and don't treat women like, oh, all women are the same. You know what I'm saying? Like that. You know what I mean? Because they're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, all women in subcategories are the same. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, you know what I'm saying? But no, all women are not the same. You know what I'm saying? All women are not the same. Women are all different, pretty much. See, the thing is like this, right? There's a lot of realms that you have to pay attention to when you're seducing women. There's a lot of realms that you have to pay attention to. Okay, one of the realms that you want to pay attention to is you want to pay attention to one of the realms that you want to pay attention to is fuck, I apologize, I got thrown off doing something. One of the realms that you really want to pay attention to is the is like, what's her, what does she dress like? Is she dressed like, okay, and then you want to get as much intelligence on the types of women that you want to date. Okay, so that means that just to get in random conversations with them, you know what I'm saying? Just to explore, like, where does that bracelet come from? What's up with that bracelet? What's up with this? What's up with that? You know, I saw this girl in the grocery store, you know, I guess she was a checker. And I asked her, I was like, oh, nice, Tiffany. Did your boyfriend get that for you? And she was like, oh my God, like you said Tiffany. Like, I did not expect that from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's so cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I basically, you know what I'm saying, took something that to most guys is just a bracelet. And it's not just a bracelet, it's a Tiffany bracelet. Okay? She's not just a teacher, she's a elementary school teacher. You know, she's not just a teacher, she's an English teacher. You see what I'm saying? She's not just a model, she's a runway model. Okay, that's not just a lingerie company, that's a lingerie company that caters to stars and celebrities. Okay? You know, stuff like that. You know what I mean? You want to have very high sensory acuity for the types of girls that you like. And so, say for the first 3 months that you're getting out in the game, you know what I mean? Sure, like, don't worry about getting laid, don't worry about your lay count, anything like that much, okay? What you want to do is you want to get to know the types of women that you like. You know what I'm saying? Go as far as you can, escalate, get numbers, whatever. But in the meanwhile, you know what I'm saying? Figure out who these women are, what they're about, who they are, why they, what makes them tick. You know what I'm saying? Find out everything that there is to know about this woman, because I guarantee you, if you can find one good woman to open up to you, okay, for a month or two, okay, A, everything it would take to persuade her because her mentality. B, you know what she really means by what she says. You know what I mean? And you would eat more easily, obviously, be able to persuade her. And so, telling her a compliment or giving her a compliment is going to be very simple. It's a very simple action to give a girl like that a compliment. You see what I'm saying? So, ultimately, you're going to win out.